Now, I saw an absolutely wonderful thing on X a couple of days ago. It showed a man heading for his graduation ceremony at the University of the Free State, but he was being escorted by a whole lot of other men and possibly some women. It was hard to tell under the helmets, driving Mr. D delivery scooters and hooting like crazy as they headed for the hall where the graduation took place. The reason for that is one of the drivers, Tsireletso Donald Makabe, was on his way to go and collect his degree in education from the University of the Free State. It really is a wonderful story, and we thought, let's get hold of him, let's chat to him, and let's hear his story. Tsireletso, good afternoon to you, and thank you for giving us your time, and many congratulations on achieving your qualification.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon to you too.
Yeah, so tell us about this. I mean, you grew up in a small village, Silverkrans, in the northwest. People who know that area, if you sort of north of Swartruggens and south of the Madikwe Game Reserve, and you were always determined to qualify and get some kind of opportunity to study further. But circumstances got you driving a motorbike. Did you always know, as you were moving up and down, delivering food to people and collecting things from restaurants, were you always sure that you would eventually get your university studies completed, or were there times when you lost faith?
Yes, I always knew that I had it in me to go, to be able to make it to university. I've never doubted that.
And in terms of the group of drivers who came to you for your graduation, I just want to finish with that part of the story. Did you know they were coming, or was it a surprise to you?
No, I didn't know that they were coming. They just decided in the last minute, because they knew my mother couldn't make it to my graduation. So they said, you know what? We are going to accompany you. We will be there for you.
Yeah. You must. Were you on your own motorbike, or were you driving in a car?
No, I was in the car. There was someone driving me there.
So you were able to, I don't know if you shed a tear, but at least let your emotions go, hey?
Yes, it did let my emotions go. I was so happy. Yeah, it made my day.
Talk to us a little bit about your mother, because I'm looking at an interview you did with News 24. Your mom, Betty, was doing okay, working as a security guard, and then COVID hits, and then tough times for your family. Tell us a little bit about her, because she sounds like she's been your inspiration.
Yes, growing up, I've always been having one parent. She's always been there for me, and then she made sure that I had everything that I needed, especially if it was school-related. So growing up, she's always taking care of me, and I knew that one day I have to be the one to take care of her, to give her a better living. So that pushed me into getting my degree.
So you decided to study education. What was the course like? What did you enjoy? What was difficult?
In education?
Yeah.
The thing that was very difficult for me, it wasn't really the academics. It was adapting to a new environment, being far from home, being so far from my mother.
And in terms of why you picked this particular course, because again, from the story, you'd considered quite a few things before you settled on the B.Ed.
Yes, just like I said, it started in grade 11, mm-hmm. because in grade 11, that is when I started to think of a different profession. And then I saw that in our study group, I was really doing well with mathematical literacy, and I helped my friends, and they started to do better in mathematical literacy, and I enjoyed that. I saw that since I like helping people, why not go for a profession where I can help people? That is where becoming a teacher came.
You said in the interview, Tsireletso, that the main reason for doing the delivery job was to obviously keep making sure you had sufficient money for yourself and your family, but that you also began to enjoy it. What about it did you like particularly?
What made me fall in love with Mr. D is the people that I met in Mr. Deliveries. I've met quite wonderful friends. That's why I felt like I belong, you know. these people, they always made me happy. We support each other. And then just like how they did show up to my graduation, they are always there for each other.
I assume that in between, you know, you all might be waiting outside a Debonair's or wherever it is, and there's time to chat. From your colleagues in the delivery business, do a lot of them have other plans, maybe a small business they're developing, studies they're pursuing? Are they quite an ambitious bunch of men and women?
Yes, they're quite an ambitious bunch of men and women because in our group, almost everyone has a degree. They've all graduated. And then since they're still looking for a job, they're just trying to survive on Mr. Delivery in case something good happens.
Tell us what your plan is for the rest of the year. Obviously, you've got the degree under your belt. Are there job prospects? Do you expect you're still going to be driving for a while yet? What's on the cards for the next few months?
I applied for honors and I was accepted, but then
I had to deregister
because as I went to inquire about NRF at the university, they told me that if I haven't received any communication by now, I should know that I'm not funded because out of 800 postgrads, that's what they said, only 100 were funded. So due to financial means, I couldn't continue with my honors. So for this year, I will be looking for a job, and then if I get something, I'm applying for honors next year. I'm continuing my studies.
Where does your heart take you? Do you see yourself staying in Bloem, or do you have plans to go back to the Northwest?
Anyway, it's okay. I'm willing to relocate, you know. Even in Bloemfontein, I would love to be in Bloemfontein since I've made quite a lot of friends in here. But then even if I can move to a different province, it's okay.
And finally, Tsireletso, I mean, you carried quite a load, you know, for over many years now. When did you mostly study? Were you able to do some work while you were out on the job, or was it work during the day, study at night? How did you get this done?
Okay, I only started Mr. Deliveries last year. So last year was my final year, and I had continuous modules, which are year modules. So I didn't have any examinations. It was mostly assignments and then tests. So if I knew that I had assessments coming up, I would work in the morning shift and then the afternoon shift, I just complete my work, maybe study or do this assignment.
Well, many congratulations again to you, Tsireletso Makabe. Mr. D, delivery driver, graduate now, looking to do honours, running into some financial challenges with that. But congratulations on what you achieved, and I hope the road ahead is perhaps smoother than it's been so far, but I'm sure whatever is thrown at you, you'll deal with. Many congratulations on that. And if you can find that video, by the way, I'll look for a link. It really is fantastic. This escort of all these food delivery drivers, Mr. D is the company they work for, making a fantastic noise and creating a really beautiful visual scene as they escort their colleague Tsireletso Makabe to his graduation at the University of the Free State. Certainly made my day. If I get a link, as I say, I'll put it up for you.